cheapest can in Miami that it is up here.
About 85.
Good 90 for various.
The water's 85 already. John, tell me, urge you what this floor is tonight.
Pete understands your point, and he's trying to figure it work out as he sees these guys a way to get several of them to move in, but he's a little concerned about whether he can get the works are little, if it doesn't, but he understands completely about the not gathering for chit-chat afterwards, and again, agrees, understands the point, and all, and just, you know, was making a suggestion, approaching it from the other way, because that's the way some of those have been done, so.
I don't know which would be the best.
Obviously, get chit-chat is, we could get a holler guy or two. Well, that's what he's working at, and we'll try to do.
I just spent an hour with them, and they're very, very interested.
Yeah.
They're very constructive.
Yeah. What'd you talk about?
Oh, I talked about crime and drugs and newspaper bits and...
A little about the New York Times?
Yeah. Yeah. Gave them the, you know, our...
Never avoided every day.
And they all want to know about politics, and we talked a little bit about that, and told them how good things were, and so forth.
Who else did you talk to, John?
No, sir.
You're not on that
stuff. John Connolly was in before I was.
Connolly's
in.
He's
not to have been in there. No.
And then John Mitchell and...
Kissinger's
in. That's good. And
it's
basically just giving them some people that are a little something to
tittle
them a little.
No, I'm surprised. They're all sitting there taking notes. They all feel they're going to charge out of here as surrogates and advocates for the administration. Peter's doing a good job.
The approach they're taking. Pete's put it very squarely to them. They know they're here to become advocates. He's also, it's very interesting on this thing, you know, you wanted to expand it, and we started to poke around the academic thing. And Schultz did the academics, and Ed David, actually Ed David did more of it, but on exactly the same way that they did the business. In other words, we want you to join this if you're willing to do it on the basis of being an advocate. And he's gotten a hell of a bunch of guys that he, Schultz, was amazed at the response that he got, that you know, raising with people like Howard Johnson, who he didn't think wasn't sure would do it. Even George Stigler, who he knows his force, he thought might not. Are they coming to accept that? They won't be here tonight, but they have both because they couldn't. They were, you know. But you got Ben Davis coming up, and A. Bear at Harvard Medical School, Duke at Chicago, Killian at MIT. Fred Seitz, the Rockefellers, agreed to come on, but couldn't come tonight. Steve at Carnegie is Carnegie Mellon. Alan Wallace, who is coming. So I guess he's back now. Milton Friedman, Howard Johnson, and George Stigler, those last three will not be here. But
you got a few friends.
These guys are all willing to be counted. So, kind of encouraging. It's surprising that...
Yeah.
The guys that were caught, and they thought they'd back off and say, oh no, you know, that my academic.
Well, what is the latest, John, on the case? Is there any more on Laird and Rogers? Did they stop?
They stopped. Turns out that the meeting was set up by Rogers.
Yeah.
And that
because at the request of Albert,
Clark has talked to Albert. And Albert's perfectly happy not to have a meeting,
yeah.
So there's no problem on that. Clark feels that if at all possible, you ought to have a talk with Mansfield at some time.
Wait, doesn't the president go have breakfast with Mansfield?
Well, yesterday was off. Is that on?
Yeah,
that's on. Okay, well, if that's on, that's fine. That makes you want to do it. And, we better get a paper on what they want to discuss. Basically, I don't need a paper, just tell me on this subject. Mansfield wants to appoint a bipartisan select committee to hear the issues all raised by these papers. And you're in a position to say, fine.
time you've turned 47 items over to the classified, that then will block all these efforts by people to get these things in the congressional record and to all that stuff, and he'll then go back and talk to Albert, and they'll control both houses and make sure that this is done in a toward fashion.
Just these papers is all they're going to come
into. We're only talking about these 47 all they want to do. Why don't I ask Tom that I think the audience can do the work, the documents, create the documents, and they have videos.
Well, I think he would
take that as a...
Why should he?
Well, he's...
Because it really relates to the whole matter of security.
And then he's had a long talk with Clark about the whole problem of legislative-executive relationship, and he sees this hearing procedure as a way of healing the breach and bringing everybody closer together, he tells Clark anyway, and so on and so forth. And he sees this group that he would be forming as the top people in both parties in both houses as kind of a continuing group then that the president would have liaison with when a national crisis arose and this kind of stuff. And rather than a retrospective inquiry group.
You like the next congressional committee on the conduct of the war?
Is that what he's going to announce it as?
No, that's what he's going to come and talk to you about.
Well, and get Clark, probably off of that car isn't for such a silly guy.
No, but,
Mr. President, may I suggest that this can be put in a proper concept? I think it'll do what you want to do, and that is for you to release these documents. That is the one of this inquiry. And if you're with Mansfield and you're restricted to this particular area where you can announce or Mansfield can announce tomorrow after the breakfast that you are releasing these documents to this select committee or whatever the hell they're going to call it. They keep referring to the type of committee that Russell convened to inquire into the firing of Douglas MacArthur. These particular documents, and of course, say under such conditions or terms as may be worked out with the committee, that you will now be put into the posture before the termination of this litigation of having released these documents to this committee, or being agreeable to release the documents to the committee, without screwing up the lawsuit to the extent that that's necessary, and putting it into a committee that will act responsibly on it, because you'll have Scott on it, and Mansfield, and so Ford, and Albert, I guess, and so forth. And you will cut off the McCluskeys and the Abzugs and all the other resolutions.
Yes, Mrs. So what about my telling Mansfield that? How's Albert going to feel?
Albert feels all right about it, because Clark's already indicated to him that you have had a long-standing date with Mansfield, and that Mansfield intends to talk to Albert after that happens.
I think Albert would like to duck the issue.
Position.
As usual, he'd like to duck it, I would say.
He'd like to duck it. He'd like to duck it, actually. Albert's probably on. You see, the difficulty with all this, Clark wouldn't understand this because he's too nice to follow. Mansfield's against us. Totally.
I agree.
He's a decent man, but he's totally against us. Albert has never voted against us on any of the war issues. And won't.
But
I sort of don't like the idea of giving us Mansfield.
Well, I would hope Mansfield's honesty and sincerity could be used in this particular case.
I just want you to know that I have doubts about it, but I'll be glad to give it to them.
My enormous cadre of public relations advisors up there
all want to
look forward to these hearings on this kind of a theory that sooner or later, in the course of these things, in the big caucus room with the television lights on, they will get Robert McNamara, and they will get
Clark
Bundy, and they will get Clifford, and some of these guys.
Has to be the whole Kennedy-Johnson cast.
It will probably be in the fall.
Thank God I can hard to.
Sure. Rusk, poor old Rusk, and they will get these guys on the spotlight, and for days and days and days leading up to some of the primaries, you will see the Democratic Party just shredded. Now that's their, that's their
hard to do smart to do that. By the way, that's what you want out of the court.
Albert's too smart to do it, but not Mansfield, because he doesn't give a damn.
And he's against the war. He cares much more about the war than he does about the Democratic Party. You have to correct your own things, Patrick, and you feel better afterwards, you know.
Who knows? Nobody will speak for him.
Muskie's calling for him to be with us.
I saw that.
But somehow we got to protect him from that, don't we?
Oh, that would never
happen.
Just never refuse to come. Huh? He could just refuse to come.
Yeah. Why can't they? Well, they can all refuse a little harder.
Why? Because we wouldn't carry out the process against Johnson. We'd carry it out.
They can subpoena Mr. Lewis.
I know they can. They can subpoena him, but we're the ones that have to get him.
The United States.
Yeah.
And we're harassed. Absolutely not. I do not think it would be proper for the President of the United States to appear before the Congressional Committee. Period. That's the way it has to be.
No.
You can't put him up there and put him in sackcloth and ashes. It's terrible. And he deserves it, but you can't do it. You can't do it. Okay, well, so that's where...
But this should be very carefully programmed, so it's put in a posture where the President feels.
The main thing is to program the statement.
Right.
This should be issued after the meeting, and it should be a statement, which I think Ziegler issues.
Right.
And which Ziegler says that the President, Senator Mansfield, agree on the date that the President is authorized to turn over these papers to a select committee, and so forth. And, you know, whatever language you want, John. Have them work the language out tonight.
Right.
And I'll call Ziegler in at the end of the breakfast and say, fine, here's the kind of language we want. So, right. I want to see them alone. I don't want to have anybody there. I see no reason to have anybody there.
It's on the basis of the President offered, not that Mansfield has.
Yes, because of the interest that's been expressed by various people that the President believes the procedure of a select committee would be appropriate. Be sure you get involved in the be sure you say involved during the Kennedy and Johnson administrations. That's what I'm doing.
I used that term inside of these people, and they just came right up out of the seats. They caught it immediately.
Just the Kennedy and Johnson administrations. They knew it. The actions of the Kennedy and Johnson administrations. I don't know. Maybe it goes back a little bit. I guess some of those guys aren't here. Not in these papers. The Eisenhower stuff is all the whole story.
The host ran there.
Well, don't bother. Headline
tonight, the star headline tonight says, Secret Vietnam War began in 61.
It's a good time.
And that's on the basis of the Globe story.
That's Kennedy. It's about what they wanted to have begun.
Colson tells me that the Boston Globe tonight, the evening edition, has a large picture of John F. Kennedy. And then four different stories. They ran four days stories on one edition that just murdered Kennedy.
Well, it's the same as they had in the morning paper.
Assassination of DM and all that.
Did they get the DM? Great. Well, that's right.
That'll be all over the country, you know, because the star picked it up out of the Globe community.
Sure.
Well, the DM thing is the most important part. That's really what set this whole horrible chain of events, and it's my eye on the right side of that.
I criticized that at the time, and I criticized that jackass Lodge.
And this will sink Kevin Lodge.
Well, it should. He won't be smart. I came over to the boat with him, but I defended him by saying that, well, that Locke was an ambassador, so we had to carry out what the instructions he got. He acted under instructions.
Somebody in this meeting said the Holy Father is going to have to get a food taster.
That's right.
You're going to have to start saying?
I think the important thing is nuances is the lead, Congressman, is the language. I think it's better to be all right. I want to be sure that McGregor tells Albert that he knows that Mansfield's going to raise it. I'm going to raise it.
Sit down.
He's all set. It's going to be a workout, Senator.
select committees of the process and so forth and so on. I don't know how to quite get that paper. He knows the old darn what I worked on it before. Well, that's all right. I'll just say, I've been thinking about this, and here's a statement that I've been asked you. I may ask you to come in with Senator Glass to work a thing out. I guess that's best, because you've been handling the thing here. This is a question of just liaison.
John, come in. You've had Henry and other meetings with them. I think maybe you should come in.
I'll call you over about 9 o'clock.
Can you use the cover legitimately that John's going to look at this because you don't want to affect this litigation that's going on?
That I talked about to you about it, that you were trying to turn some litigation so forth. You come in and get this, and that you'll present it as a statement. Don't have Ziegler there.
Right.
And if you're presenting it as a statement, you'll give it to Ziegler to put out at the conclusion.
Why don't I bring it with me and just say, in anticipation of me, I drafted up something here, and I don't know how it fits with what you gentlemen have been talking about, but here's a point of departure.
They don't know he's been had.
He knows. You want, it's just what he wants. It's what he wants. He's getting.
I know. That's why you buy it.
Yeah, the more these stories come out, the more people will say, why are we trying to keep them from coming out?
The trick here now is to keep this from slopping over and make clear that the...
You mean the date?
That these two presidents are sui generis, and that their wrongdoings and malfactions and all that are theirs and not yours.
John, that's what you get out of hearings, is distinguished from newspaper stories.
Yeah, right.
But they're certainly sui generis. They're certainly sui generis with regard to the involvement in this war.
That's it.
That's for darn sure. Hell, I wasn't there.
That's it.
I wasn't there. I was there a hell of a lot. And I must say that I defended these clowns all over the world. But what do those hearings do to the two election? Nothing.
Well,
hell, geez, he's got to wake it up.
It
doesn't matter.
If he doesn't, this isn't going to have an effect on him.
We had all of two's White House staff here yesterday.
Yeah.
Not
the way. I thought it might be relevant to this, what I said in the briefing.
Well, you finished the briefing, he's going to have it out.
I finished.
Oh, fine.
Oh, chair. We'll do one.
Lions.
How are the Lions today?
Statement was responsive to a directive issued by the President on January the 15th, and I went out through the line which the lawyers took in court today, that the directive called for a study to enlarge the public's right to know and make more information available and look to the broader and speedier declassification procedure and a continual review of existing classifications. And indicated that because these particular documents, the 47 volume documents, had been compromised, that the 47 volume documents would be accelerated into the process of review to determine which ones could be declassified, not being harmful to the national interest. And then I also made your point, and I think this was made in court today publicly, wasn't it? The documents that the New York Times have are not what we consider the 47 volume final study.
Right there.
Rather, they have some different documents that may have been the preliminary draft or partial.
They have papers.
That wasn't there still, was it?
Yeah, it was.
That's been on the wire.
Well,
yeah, but these
guys don't know that. So I tried to force that through. But I refer to the fact that we still looked at this material and the material that the New York Times has as highly classified material, which we would assess in accordance with the study, and make the point that this material was being responsive to this January 15th address.
Defense understand that? Does defense understand it?
Yeah.
No. Maybe you ought to explain to Hank in what you said. Did you get to him? He won't return my calls. He's hiding from me.
Now, the court also referred to
they could task force, didn't they? Being set up?
Oh, that's in here.
No, but
that's the same. You mean under the NISM?
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, that's on the wire. The task force is on the wire. Then they asked me...
What did that read?
The task force will conduct the study on an expedited basis and will complete it within any reasonable
time. The task force, you're pointing out, is one that was set up in January. That's it. It's all in that context. And it will conduct it. That had not been published before that this has been ordered.
No, it's a secret document.
The NISM one.
Yes, sir.
So, gotcha. Well, that's all right.
I said, I normally don't refer to what NSC directives say, but you had determined in Key Biscayne over the weekend that because of the public interest on this, that we would make it known in court, and also that I would make it known that this study was underway.
Right.
Although we normally don't do it.
All right, go ahead. Let's just take another minute here. You got Larry and Roger's turn on fire. They don't want us to make any difference. I could even Mansfield not put this out. This statement is to be made based on that. And
we can turn them off at the other end. We can turn them off
with
Albert.
Did they know I'm meeting with Mansfield?
They know that you are. I left it very loose. I said you might meet with some congressional leaders. You might meet with Mansfield. We might put out a statement. We might write a letter. Because I wanted to stay very loose on it.
Sure. Keep them a little.
I didn't want to
read them a little loose.
Is that why Larry's burning up the wires trying to get a hold of me?
Trying to find out which one?
They're calling you now?
Chase me from...
Now, I think what he's doing, he's trying to fix an alibi because he said you are the one that authorized him to make these statements to the press.
You must be kidding.
Hey, you remember John, don't you? You remember what I said.
This
don't thing. Get the...
You're kidding, aren't you?
We have the unfortunate situation where, because of the media always banding together whenever they think that they are under attack, we have the unfortunate that the action we had to take completely obscured what the issue was. And as a result, everybody thought that the issue was they opted to, they got underfunded, but many people were confused about the administration then. They lost sight of the fact that they stole the documents that they received. So they had sort of a vague idea that they involved secret documents, but it was so old that it didn't involve secret documents that caused any problem. Our great Judge Gerfein used the word chitters in describing our actions on it. Check on this. Someone else.
Of course, the we picked that son of a bitch on every time. Rockefeller, Chavez.
You must be kidding. Tom Dewey talked to you about it. That was Dewey's law partner and friend.
Interesting. It kind of puts it up. We have to ask, see what you would think would come out. If you ask the American people, have you seen, read, or heard anything about the New York Times and other newspapers publishing material from a secret Pentagon study on the Vietnam War? Have you seen, heard, or read anything about this? Just ask that question. And just to give you a frame of reference, when on the Cali case, when you asked that, 97% yes, 3% no. On a normal presidential press conference or presidential announcement, it's about 75 or 80% yes, something like that.
Penetration.
So, yeah, penetration, whatever hurts. That gives you an idea. Now, with that frame of reference, what would you expect that the yes would be on this?
Why don't you just call? No problem, yes.
Yes, 51, no, 49.
49%.
Half the people out seeing her and the people didn't know it.
And of the 51%, they were asked,
How interested are you?
And 50% were interested, and 50% were not.
Only 51% were very
interested. When was this in the field?
Last night.
Only half the 51%.
Only half the 51%.
read the last two questions. You find some questions where they say that, well, the government should put it out, the newspaper should publish it, or it's all so goddamn confused, you can't tell. Listen to this.
Do you think the press should publish top secret government material once it comes into their hands? Or should it be withheld until the government decides publication will not, until the government decides that publication will not harm national security? 14% say to publish it, 76% say to withhold it.
So you make the issue.
Now, that's just if one makes it into their hands. Then, do you think freedom of the press includes the freedom of a paper to print stolen top secret government documents or not? 15 yes, 74% no.
But you've got to put the issue as simply and directly as that.
But you get, yeah.
Well, that will begin to appear when the criminal phase begins.
Okay, here's another thing. This is of the people that are aware. In this whole situation of publishing the secret Pentagon study, who do you think is most guilty of doing something wrong? The person who gave the study to the New York Times, the newspapers that published it, the previous Johnson administration, or the Nixon administration? You have a choice of four people, four parties that would be wrong. Who do you think is most wrong? 39% say the person who gave the study to the Times. 10% say the newspapers that published it. 30% say the Johnson administration, and 10% say the Nixon administration, and 19% don't know.
I'm with that. It's too complicated. Anyway.
Can we...
Where do we go?
Lions,
so forth.
If...
Appalachia, all right?
Yes, sir.
If these decisions come down
today,
tonight,
yeah.
I'm not worried about today. I'm worried about tonight. Well, I guess it's getting to be nice.
Sure is.
The normal process would go for the continuance order, restraining order from the justice in Harlan or Berger if it's Washington. If we're split, we don't have to do anything unless, well, the Washington case is a better case, so we should stick with that one if we can. Do we have any restraints on that now? Because this may happen in the middle of the night.
If
it comes down adverse to us.
Adverse?
In Washington or both of them. It's my thought that the Mansfield statement of tomorrow will get you off the wicket of suppression. Get it split out properly.
Yeah. And so the question is whether you then proceed to go to the Supreme Court,
sure.
Or whether you just say, well, look, at this really stuck to all the other courts where you are going to receive criminal penalties.
Yeah, there are a lot of...
Well, if you did, if you talked over the public relations aspects of that American public, I mean, let's look at it. It's a public relations problem. We all know that now. And so...
Of suppression, as I look at it or understand, that's the way you look at it.
Suppression, and also when it terms public relations the negative, my general feeling is if we get stumped in both courts, then I would say, well, we have pursued our legal remedy here, but under the circumstances.
The appeals court today banned the Washington Post indefinitely from publishing the Supreme Court record. That said, the ban will last until it agrees to the decision. The government's claim that publishing the document will harm the nation's security.
Well, that just means that they've done that until they come to a decision.
Banned it until they, in other words, they're still considering.
They're keeping the stay in until they consider it on the merits.
How long are they talking about?
I would believe that they would act quickly on it. I don't see how they'd do otherwise.
Then why did they say this?
Well, they went to a closed session. They hear the government's appeal for reversal of a district court ruling. Evidently, what they've done is simply to keep the temporary stay in order to effect because it expired by its terms. They still may make a decision.
As a matter of fact, didn't it expire at 5 o'clock today?
Yeah.
That's
the reason this is simply repaired. Second point. What about the public relations point with the looking at this thing? Of now dropping the case. In other words, of not pursuing it, John. I mean, we talked about it. I talked on the phone.
Right. I read my notes to John.
Yeah.
Mr. President, if both of these courts come down with a decision that relates to what facts were found, I think we can get off the wicket by saying the Supreme Court's not going to review the finding of these facts. And then I think we might be able to get off the wicket of not appealing. I think if it's a question of law as to what the First Amendment means vis-a-vis classified documents, I think that we could be roundly criticized if we didn't take the appeal.
How long should I take the appeal?
One never knows, but the Supreme Court is in session. It is through hearing oral arguments. They're winding up. They expected that they might get out this past Monday. They probably will have the last day for opinions next Monday, and they're through. So I would think that they would hear it and dispose of it this week.
I went to the arguments the other way.
Depending on what our motives are, I think our motives are to screw the opposition.
Our motives are secure.
I think we have several motives. One is to get this information out. We don't do that by getting temporary restraining orders all the time. That depends upon a lot of us.
On the other hand, John, if I can interrupt you for just that moment, we really are not getting the benefit of these documents out of the newspaper stories like you would through this Mansfield hearing.
All right, I'm sorry. Let's read that. But it's counterproductive to keep TROs from back all the time if you're getting stuff out of number one. Number two, I don't know what a poll would show about what people think about what we're doing. They surely know we've been in court. We've been in court a hell of a lot, and all the headlines have been about court action. So there should be a thing to try.
In certain parts of the country.
Well, sure. Your colleagues and mine at the bar will know every nuance, and they probably have read all that oral argument and all that stuff, but the average guy hasn't. He just knows that we've been in court. We quickly go from 48 to 39, they approve of seeking a court order to publish.
Yeah, but then
of course, the degree that people have aware of then, in taking it to court, do you think the government's trying to censor what the press has published, or is the government trying to enforce the law as it should? 41 censor, 35 enforce the law, 12 vote.
Even with that kind of question, you didn't get a good result.
Right. Do you feel the government's trying to suppress information that the public should have? 62, yes. 28, no.
That's more.
Do you feel the government's trying to cover up the wrongdoings of the previous administration? 47, yes. 40, no.
Yeah. Bad word.
Bad wicked any time their credibility of government or their motives comes into play, because they vote against you every time.
It's a cover-up. It's a cover-up, and yet they are against a newspaper publishing secret documents. That they are against a newspaper publishing.
We're not in that phase.
That's the problem. See, we're in the suppression phase, and I think it should be argued that the quicker we get in that phase and move on, that's my feeling. My feeling is that I don't think we can get a lot out of getting slapped on with the Supreme Court. The other thing on public opinion on legality is that did the Times break the law and publish a secret material, or was the publication legal? 26 broke the law, 48 it was legal.
Today,
the other side of it, even if it was illegal for the Times to publish the secret study, do you think they did or did not do the right thing in bringing these facts about Vietnam to the American people? 61 did the right thing, 28 not. They were really good old American morality. Right to know overrides the law.
If you go to the ambivalent action, the very same person that says I was against publishing secret
documents. I don't know that he is, Mr. President, because these are the half the people that are aware. The against the documents is of everybody. And it may be that the people that aren't aware of this are the ones that are putting all the weight against they couldn't do it.
Yeah. My answer is quite by what John told me about the sheer report being involved personally in copying these documents.
Yes.
And I think the sooner we can move to crystallizing the issue by having the New York Times guy in the dead of night going to the copy company and showing his White House
Yeah, Mr. President, I don't think that many people are paying any attention to what the hell's going on in the courts.
That's right.
I really don't.
Well,
you know, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and so forth, and the legal writers here in Washington, the Star, have this.
Now, as long as it's
get out into the
courts, as long as it's in the courts, that will be the story. When it's out of the courts, then when it's, I mean, as long as the injunction's in the courts, that has to be the story, and they will play it. When that is out of the courts, then the story becomes the story. And that's why I like to get the hell out of the courts.
But I'm talking about the story about the courts is only back here in the affected papers throughout the country. I don't know. I haven't seen
maybe
it, but I would
TV.
Doubt it.
Yeah, they're on TV. This story, as you tell it, is a pretty interesting story. Former wife and all that stuff.
That's great. That's as good as the pumpkin papers.
Yeah, it'll shock back.
Now, wait a minute. I don't want to go to jail.
Boy, we got stuff on the history. It was hard, but we did.
Don't worry. Of course, if I'm going to jail, I want to go in a hurry, so I might get a pardon.
You better.
Don't count. Well, I believe that.
Pardon the officer. Let's see. We did a good job down there. Your first hit looking on the clock. Check today by any chance, or do you have posted? Who was talking to Bell?
Huh?
Bell. Bell's Bell in the shop. That's right. Have Bell.
I don't think that wasn't easy to explore that type of.
It worked. Where you got lying on top of that morning. It doesn't mean to say, I'm telling you, perfect. I brought right out. I had what you had before.
One thing we have to keep in mind is that Jimmy Hoffa may have more political effect on that union than Frank Fitzsimmons.
Yeah. I had a boy, he was there.
Jimmy Jr. Well, he's getting $60,000 a year, so.
Well, these guys all around the table it was not lost upon them that no president since FDR had been around the place, the Pinkertons at all.
I know that.
I was there, I didn't know anything. First, and he knew they were all Democrats and that they'd all worked the other side of the fence, but except they stood with us on national security. The nation mattered. Boy, those people. It was making them honest fours again.
I know they're big, strong guys, so I like the looks of them. They're crooked as hell. Boy, I like the looks of them.
I've never been in a mafia meeting, now I know what it looks like. They are, you know, I wish I had. Well, that's true. Secret Service guy, Ron Funnius, who was there, standing over the side of him. He's like, there's Jake, the what you call it, from Chicago. He's been here for 7 years. I mean, I'm pretty good.
Gibbons, sir.
Yeah, he's a
crazy man. He's the worst of them all.
Yeah, he had a
story. Was there a lawyer from St. Louis there?
Yeah, they had more lawyers than they had executives. Everybody around them.
Jimmy Hoffa's a nice, Junior's a nice looking young.
He's a fine The union used to be the second largest city street in Seattle. Name next day. Next to Boeing, I brought more money. See, now they're going to get it back. We have the international headquarters, all those hoods, financial living there, big houses.
Do you know that I've had to cut off a grand jury in New York until after this election's held down there in July?
Good. Oh, they're going back to the Teamsters
again? Again, for Christ's sake, we're indicting them right and left.
Do it.
Now, don't worry, I get clearance from Fitzsimmons.
By our enemies. He's only indicting the ones Fitz wants to try. I like Fitzsimmons. He's a great guy.
he's about as straight as a corkscrew. But I will say that every commitment he's ever made, he's lived up to.
Has he?
Yeah.
Well, sir. John, I have a feeling we ought to get the thing out of this damn Supreme Court. I mean, out of the courts. Let me put it this way. The courts, as I say,
We may get a split vote in one of these courts, 4-3 or something of that kind. That would change my mind.
And it may be on, on a question of law.
Yeah. Well, I think John's going to be a question. If it's a split vote, it looks like that it would go to the Supreme Court, and the court would, but I don't know how the whole Supreme Court would handle it. Would they would join it?
They granted it, but probably the appellate court would assume that we could appeal it, and they grant a stay.
Either that, but just like they put this order out, till it is appealed, and of course if you do that, if they do that, and you don't appeal, you look like you've lost your marbles.
Well, you want to look at that factor too, that doesn't necessarily. Well, let me say this, what is the next move after we get some to the Supreme Court? I suppose we've got to get it there too. God darn it.
I'm not quite sure. Mr. President, I don't believe that's necessarily so. Now look at the lineup. Berger, Blackman, White, Potter Stewart, and Harlan. Now, on these security matters, where they've been before the court, Wizard White and Potter Stewart have been very strong, and so has Harlan. So that you may have an entirely different approach.
I know, security matters one thing, but three of the press matter confusing Potter Stewart's response on that subject at times.
Well,
but he does it may, understand. I said, it's a good thing to bet on. What I'm getting at is this, that I'm looking at, I don't like to see you, and that's what it really gets down to, you, John Mitchell, get turned down by what is supposed to be our court on this issue. Now, I don't mind it. I do mind it during any time, but I think in New York, I think all those men New York Jews are doing it. In New York, it's a certain court up there. And here in Washington, it's the Washington types. But boy, it's the Supreme Court. I don't like to see Berger coming down against us. I don't see Black. He might.
I don't know that they will. Let me point out that Potter Stewart wrote that opinion in the toughest case against the newspapers that's ever come down. That was that Murillo, whatever her name was, where they...
suppose the situation is one where it isn't going to... get it all in that fast. Let's argue the public relations side of the other. You see my problem.
Sure.
My problem, on the other hand, you've got the question of fighting it through.
The newspaper's been filled with stories that no matter who loses, they're going to appeal to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's true, too. In other words, humping an issue to say that if you go to the Supreme Court, you know, that's really the point.
And I suppose there's no real categorical answer that it depends. There comes a point in a lawsuit where people who know anything about a lawsuit say, they're just doing that now to harass the papers.
Yeah.
They've taken a look at it twice, and there's nobody's agreed with their theory, and they're stuck on the facts, and it's just not able to go on with what they're doing because they want us to screw the Washington Post and so on and so forth. That'd be one set of facts. Another would be where you get a real close call, 3 or 4 hours, and where you get a strong dissent, and the courts say, on the law, the government's right on this, and that trial court should have taken some time. Right, that's probably the other end of the spectrum. And then there's always,
I think it really depends, John, on how it comes down. I feel this. It comes down to unanimous. I don't think I can.
If it came down unanimous on a question of facts, I'd agree with you that posture could be that the Supreme Court's not going to review the factual findings anyway. If it comes down on a question of law and you've got a split court, I think that we're almost, you know, almost obligated to do it to maintain our credibility.
Right. You know, if it's a question of law, if it's a split decision, then the Supreme Court really ought to speak on the damn matter. Let us know what the law is, correct? You buy that or not?
I would, depending on, I think we're really going to have to go look and see what they do and then rather quickly make up our minds.
You may have to.
Do this thing? Do we have to make up our minds tonight?
You may have to, depending upon what time this comes down.
Why? Because otherwise they go print.
They print.
Mm-hmm. Unless there's a say that gives us a view of something. You're both at the dinner tonight, aren't you?
You will.
Taken away from that.
What time? supposed to make right. The matter there is in chambers, I gather, not a conference.
Both places, I gather.
Biggest case of the crisis. People have ever had a stingling on, sir. Well, your Americans are always stingling.
What the hell is she doing?
The most idiotic.
And it's
7th speech.
Yeah, so the Senate's finally on the record. Well, I mean, said something, yeah. County of Mansfield, 51-4, 45 against.
7-42.
7-42.
I don't know where it's done.
I had 3 in question. You got all those in a couple of hours.
Well, it's a pretty watered-down thing.
Yeah, it's a...
Why don't you get the sense of the house that it's the other way?
What's the problem? It's not me.
Well, this isn't an amendment to the draft, or
it's an amendment, but it declares it's the sense of the Senate. Or it's the sense of the Senate working.
Or just trying to get a board.
It is an amendment, but it doesn't carry. It doesn't have an effective law because it is only declares that it's the policy of it. Doesn't.
Not a mandate or a fund cutoff. Not a mandate or a fund cutoff.
That's right.
Oh.
It's a declaration of policy and a request.
Yeah, that are sense of the Senate. The course of certain things happen often. We don't want to get involved too much in uproar.
Well, it's entering. He gets his bowels in uproar because of it, but.
People in Paris,
they can't have that much practice like that.
They do make their decisions based on other things. They beat down all the others. They beat down the
Cook Stevens.
Well, Cook Stevens, but all the others were much more dangerous than they included on in the House.
No.
Because they were mandatory, were they not?
That's right.
And this is going to be the same.
Yes, some kind of fund cutoffs.
And requests that the President what?
Requests the President implement this policy.
By seeking an immediate ceasefire.
Well, first, proclaiming a final date of withdrawal. Second, negotiating for an immediate ceasefire. And third, negotiating for an agreement of phased withdrawal combined with phased release of the other.
What in the name of God did you negotiate?
I don't know.
We are negotiating for a ceasefire. We've offered not to accept. We are negotiating for a withdrawal of what they say?
Mutual.
Phase.
For a phase. Phased withdrawal of troops in exchange for phased release of POWs. In other words, you let out, we take home 100 troops and you let out a POW.
Yeah. And you proclaim your withdrawal date, how do you get the rest of it?
That's right. Yeah, why would they negotiate for anything if you said you're going to get out?
They won't tell you how many prisoners you have, so how do you know whether you've
phased the... Coming back to this thing here, you would like to,
assess us when it comes to...
Shall we say, I'll be available, and if the damn thing happens during this dinner,
we'll give you the high sign.
I'll just get out. I'm sorry.
Just excuse yourself, go out. That'll excite the hell out of the guy.
Well, I don't want to come back. Just go to come silly.
Hello, what's
the deal? Nice guy, but what the hell are you?
If we don't have to go back either, why, maybe we could take back something. Yeah. Make it permanent.
Well, let's talk a minute about where we are. What time is that dinner? 7:30?
7:30.
Back time?
Yep.
If you follow Peter Flanagan's talking paper, you'll have to know all about Gideon's army.
Why I don't know Gideon's army. You can get a little Bible reading.
How much did the stock market finally wind up today?
I don't know.
Going up.
When you came back today?
Oh, very big.
Well, at least it
was, what,
3 o'clock?
It has 30 points to cut.
They have an overshow.
I'm not quite sure that's right. Apparently George had some misinformation.
Oh, really?
We're on its way back
up. George came back in and
it was up 30 points, he said, but I don't think that was true.
Because it was 30 points. His dropped off too much on the small volume. It wasn't a huge volume, was it?
Not the way it's been on the upside.
Look, on this thing here, though, you don't understand, we aren't going to leave this alone. We're going to make these bastards pay.
not referring to this match, but I'm referring to this issue. This is a good issue that we handle it properly. We sold the documents. And we've got to make this state, as a person, and the country. We've got to get just three or four of those documents. If you found any, yes, John, they certainly show that they hurt the country.
Admiral Galen.
Galen.
Has specific documents, specific parts of documents, where it says, for instance, we intercepted enemy transmissions and so on and so forth. Thank you.
And so what?
And this tells the enemy and
other
countries how we get information and compromises and information gathering system that we have. This is how promptly it works in those kind of compromise your services. And this is an affidavit that the Justice Department was going to use in court.
Just have a close here. Well, anyway, how do you think it gets out? I don't have much confidence in this select committee as you would have. I don't think that would happen in public.
Well, I imagine that you will have on that committee, you'll have Scott Ford, I would believe. Isn't that what McGregor says it's going to be structured as, John? Scott and Ford?
Well,
Lansfield and Albert? So forth.
Yeah.
So if you get such a committee, you know, they can call anybody they want as witnesses, Menard, and insist on it and program it. I don't think Mansfield, as if he's the chairman, was going to fight very hard.
He has opened the question of all part of the country.
leave at all five is not a good idea either.
No, I think this is much better. Mansfield, having Boggs there introduces an eccentricity that I don't think you want.
Each guy's got his own views and you get into a big mishmash.
But we can get to this phrase.
Oh, yeah, I have trouble with Albert, so I have more trouble with our people if they're not appropriate.
Yeah, but... Well, it's just a nice thing to do with Albert. Just talk about our people need to be told. Good reason, Scott. Scott is trying to go back to England tonight.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he was just here for 20 minutes for the boat. Interrupted his holiday.
Guess I couldn't get a pair.
That really is a 99 senators. Well, that is not a bad... I think you've got to get something for Ron in the morning. You might talk to him. It's not a significant amendment, you understand. For the reason that the actually that the sense of the Senate thing and the fact that we're already doing it, you might get the facts from Henry, but get a statement that Ron can slot it off in the morning. But it is you're off there. That's the route you'll go. Because they were going to go in any of them if we lost them. Fine. That's the line we were going to take on. This expresses the sentence of the Senate. It is not the sense of the House. That's one thing. Of course, it's not the sense of the House. So at this point, the resolution speaks of issues that the President already has spoken to and initiated on October 7th. A ceasefire throughout all of Indochina, the withdrawal of Americans, prisoners, and the withdrawal of American forces, and that we've already covered that. That is exactly what we were negotiating about in Paris and other channels, and it is exactly what we will continue to negotiate just as strongly as we can. Somebody ought to be smart to figure out something to say.
Yesterday was Monday, wasn't it? This referred to the President's order of declassification. The statement they were using in the court didn't mean a new initiative. Yeah. The general process. It didn't mean that Laird was...
Oh, I see. You mean just a general process and gradual classification. I see. Yeah. Okay.
Bob Anderson or Regan.
Really nice one, I'll take it.
Or Ed Morgan's, Howard Morgan's, I mean, Procter & Gamble. Or Carter.
No, gosh, Christ, not Carter.
Okay, that's a history.
I think Reagan's all right.
Okay.
We've done all of this. It's all done. And if
you ought to consider going public and saying, this is what I've had to put up with. After I made my offer, first click
of... Well, I will say that I offered this, and now we have cut it together, and the enemy has turned it down. This has been destroyed by the Senate.
That's right.
And if you really should, right. That's the time to do it. And I'll say now I can tell the people, I've warned the Senate, I said, I'm going to warn Nancy tomorrow.
Exactly what we need.
Everything, George. I'm not discouraged, but just to think what these bastards have done with this meeting going, with this China thing coming off.
And the Russians.
And the Russians.
So, well, you've got to look at it, however, as to what this is and what it is not.
Yeah, but I don't know that Hanoi understands that. Hanoi will read this as a further weakening in our position. And the newspapers and the television commentators, they are not going to explain tonight on television that this is just the sense of the Senate.
They may. Is it possible to get out of the fact that we've already, to our people, should they ever get up in their hind legs and say that we've offered a ceasefire?
We're going to in the debate on this today. That's, they were going to make all of those points, and I'm sure they did, but you won't hear that.
They did make it for the day.
I haven't seen the market, so I don't know that that was very much.
Well, Mr. President, assuming that the other side accepts this, assuming that what happens in Paris this weekend leads to a negotiation, we have an obligation then to make clear that it was triggered on May 31st and not by anything that these bastards said here.
Don't worry. Don't worry about that. If we get a negotiation, all this crap is not going to be ending.
Well, they're going to go around next year and say that until they...
You can make a great story out of the secret negotiations.
Make sure you get out. Otherwise, John Kendall.
No, he took only 30 minutes.
Yeah, he started a lot of stuff late.
He started late, you see, because you're there. I got him 8 minutes after, finished 20 minutes still.
But then he didn't get done. And the point is,
he'd gone 33 minutes for that time. I didn't say a word, I just listened.
Right. I said 90% of what you covered would have been just as well, and most of it better presented, you know, on a piece of paper, because you were giving a country report, country by country, and a bunch of things like that. Senate that would spirited, the president would have been defeated. It would have been on a mandatory basis. This is the expression to you. Right, Henry?
Right.
And third, it should be pointed out that the amendment, that is, of course, in action, the president will pay in the sense of the Senate, he will take that into consideration. However, he should have to point out that the amendment as presently drafted is contradictory. Because on the one hand, we cannot tell the enemy that there's set a deadline for the enemy in which he will withdraw, and on the other hand, have any negotiating position left with regard to the ceasefire and the return of American prisoners. The president will continue to follow a negotiating track without setting a deadline, and as he has since October 7th, we are negotiating for a ceasefire and for the return of our prisoners.
Absolutely.
I'll just put it that way. That's the way you would have to talk to Bob.
Particularly the last point, we'll continue to put you out.
We will not set a deadline because that would destroy our negotiating position on the ceasefire.
Should I make a point? We regret the action because of the policy impact on the North Bay being so mild. In other words, we cannot make gains in terms of negotiation. If we grant you our concessions.
Yeah, I don't know whether we want to. I think we state that impliedly by saying this: the resolution is inconsistent in setting a deadline. The resolution is inconsistent in setting a deadline and calling for negotiating a ceasefire and return of prisoners. Once the deadline is set, the incentive for them to negotiate anything is destroyed.
Right. Right. So I don't know whether we should get into a substantive debate with them tonight.
Well, you've got to say something. But
I think what you said at first, Mr. President, you said first you want to point out that this is
the sense of the Senate, the Congress.
And secondly, that none of the mandatory, the things that...
All of the mandatory restrictions, this is simply, it had been defeated in both the House and the Senate. And then finally, the President will continue to his present course of negotiating for a ceasefire and for return of prisoners and for withdrawal as set forth in his October 7th speech.
Without setting a deadline.
Yeah. Well, setting a deadline would destroy any chances for negotiation. Don't say we're disturbed, disappointed, anything like that. But this is a pretty why don't you say this? A mountain labored to produce a mouse.
Yeah.
Just put it out that way.
I don't know.
Why not? But there's something to be said for that. Now let me tell you why. It is a mouse. The mountain labored and produced a mouse.
Well, it turns it into a...
You kick Mansfield too hard?
Yeah.
All right, let it go. Give that to one of the opponents. Noel or Stennis or something. Anybody that is with us.
Well, in Paris, I'll just break him it out. I'll just
Henry, I'm not concerned about your Paris schedule because I think it can still turn out. You coming to this dinner tonight?
I thought I wouldn't because I'm going off tomorrow. I'll talk to the crew, but I'll be glad to come if you think it's
okay. Hell no.
bunch of them put out in there.
I know, that's great. What is it? How do they take your stuff?
Oh, very well.
What are you talking about?
The only mistake I made, I could really give them hell first about the New York Times. The only mistake I made to show you their temper, I said, in addition, there's the simple question of personal justice, the point that the Rogers was making. Well, some of them are so right-wing.
They want to kick Johnson.
They want to kick Johnson. And they, I said, we don't give a damn about Johnson. It's all to our advantage. But what's happening here is, where are the great civil libertarians?
What do you think I should talk to them about?
Yeah, I show great confidence.
Yeah.
Then I talked to him about Vietnam. I said, we'll finish it. We have negotiating processes, and or we'll do it the other way. And I talked to them about Soviet relations, the reasons why we thought they were more easier to deal with now, and then about Chinese relations. And I said, well, our biggest problem, I want to know that is for the president. I'm sure that in 4 or 5 years, people are going to wonder, what was it that made us all throw bricks at this moment? When we are building a new basis for foreign policy, we have every reason to be optimistic. Our biggest enemy is at home. The only people who can defeat us is ourselves. It's a gung-ho group.
Chance will come, and nobody knows how tough I can be. If I had to, you know,
I don't think Mr. President is
the guy that did Jack Bury alone. We're going to have to kick these bastards in the balls.
The disgusting thought about it is that I believe that it's good that some of them are doing it because they're afraid they'll succeed.
The Democrats.
On the Democratic side. The Republicans.
Just Lily Liberty. They've got any guts. They want to be in the... They just want to be...